Hi, it's Colin Coward from the Colin Coward Podcast. Every goal starts with an assist. As official partners of U.S. soccer, this team is ready to deliver. Sensodyne, dentist-recommended defense of your sensitive teeth. Centrum, fueling your day with science-backed nutrients. Advil, of course, powerful inflammation-fighting pain relief. Voltaren Arthritis Gel, helps penetrate deep, keeps the joints moving, and Tums, ready to counterattack with fast heartburn relief. Learn how Haleon can assist your game day goals at haleonassist.com/Colin.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply. Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Kid in a Cage.
Florida versus Timothy Ferriter.
A father accused of locking his adopted son inside a cage. Join us as we hear the facts behind these charges
through live courtroom audio from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Presiding. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. May be seated. All right. Well, I need you ready to continue with your cross.
I am.
All right. Mark, you may bring the jurors in.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Waheed, do you have an idea of how much longer you're going to be?
Sorry, I don't.
Jury entering. All rise. All right, everyone may be seated. Mr. Waheed, you may continue with your cross-examination.
Thank you, Judge. Doctor, we're going through some of the items that you reviewed that would form your opinion. So he... Ronan was also diagnosed at some point in the records with ADHD. Can you tell us what that is?
Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder affects about 5% of kids, and they have trouble paying attention, concentrating, completing tasks, sitting still. That's also called hyperactivity, where they have trouble.
And that was, he was about 10 years old back then.
Yes, in that neighborhood.
And so first, based on your review of the records, would you concur with that opinion?
What doesn't seem to support it is the teacher complaints that occasionally occur aren't about he's not paying attention or he's getting bad grades because he can't concentrate or finish his work. So the teacher reports don't really support ADHD very well. And then when I see him, for instance, on his lengthy CPT interview, he doesn't show any hyperactivity at all, and he's concentrating and he pays attention to everything that's said to him and responds appropriately. So, and then also the video in his box. He doesn't seem hyperactive in there most of the time. So I really felt like that may not be at all an accurate diagnosis.
Well, so this was when he was about 10. You didn't have the CPT interview when he was 10. You didn't have videos when he was 10. So based on the review of records up until he's 10, with those the chief complaints about essentially what we just talked about before the break, which, you know, the acting out, temper tantrums, the focus issues that are in the report that we just went through before the break, through all of those things. So just knowing what someone would know in the record up until the point where he's about 10, based on that, would you concur, if you were to go back in your DeLorean to that time and you were making the diagnosis, would you agree that that could have been a valid diagnosis when he's about 10?
It could have been, but when you look at these notes, for instance, when he's 8, he's described as getting along with children and he responds to discipline. Other notes around that time describe normal mental status examination, normal behavior going back in the pediatric notes. So that doesn't really fit with ADHD.
What would you opine is a treatment for ADHD?
If the child has ADHD, if it's on the milder side, you can try behavioral interventions and modifying the environment and having them move their desk up to the front of the room so they're less distracted by the kids around them. And then when you get to moderate or severe cases, you generally have to go to medication.
Medication like clonidine?
That's a second level medication. The first tier medications are still the stimulant medications like Ritalin.
Okay. What's 10X? T-E-N-E-X.
That's a medicine like guanfacine. I'm sorry, like clonidine. It's called guanfacine. It's a similar blood pressure medicine, actually, but it was found to work for ADHD as well.
All right.
To be helpful for it.
And based on your review of the records, you're familiar that Ronan was prescribed these medications?
Yes.
Okay. And is it... do you know that... So Dr. Tom Rickenbacker found that he had ADHD and also the reactive attachment disorder, correct? At the same time.
I have to refresh my memory. I think he was considering reactive attachment disorder also. I thought the wording was that there's RAD issues, but maybe he made the diagnosis.
I can refresh your recollection if you want.
Okay.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah, just let's have the protocol that you show it to counsel first before you approach the witness.
Show it first to her.
Yeah. So it's the
It does, yes.
So it's fair to say that back in 2019, Ronan was diagnosed with reactive attachment disorder and ADHD.
Yes. I don't believe Dr. Rickenbacker had the entire story at that time. I don't see any mention of That's 2019, around the time that Ronan would have been starting to be isolated and put in the box, to my understanding.
So if he
didn't know that, that could be the reason why he's roaming around at night inside the cell and that he's having behavior problems at school.
All right. So you didn't agree with the ODD, oppositional defiance disorder diagnosis. You don't agree with the ADHD diagnosis here. What about the RAD diagnosis?
And again, I'm questioning those diagnoses because I think there's conflicting information, and the people who were assessing him at the time, I don't believe had the full picture.
All right. Now it's fair to say though they were closer to the opportunity to assess than you are sitting here, correct?
As far as being in the room with him, yes, but they didn't have the benefit of many, many years of observations and records on him. They would not have been provided that or had the time to review all that anyway.
All right. So is that your opinion because you believe that, and I just want to be right about this, I think what you just said is that because they don't know that this is generally what you said, they don't know that he, Ronan, I assume, was in the box, the room, at the time, and that's an added fact that makes a difference for you, correct?
It does, yes. Again, because maltreatment can look like ADHD, and all these diagnoses say you have to exclude any other potential cause for this before you make, say, a diagnosis of ODD or ADHD.
But earlier when we were talking about Kathleen Martin and her family counseling associate records, those were in 2015. There's no allegation anywhere in the record that Ronan was in that room in the garage in 2015, correct?
Correct.
But he's still acting out and doing all these things and, you know, being disruptive and throwing tantrums and uncontrollable, correct?
It's not like he's always like that. I mean, I didn't see any really big school problems at that time.
So when
and
you say not,
that's the history that is coming out from the, I believe, a parent. And then when she's in the room with him, he comes across as a pretty normal kid.
When who's in the room with who?
Ms. Martin is in the room with Ronan for those two-hour sessions. And the pediatric records around that time aren't real documentary of extreme behavior problems either.
But after she's in the room with him for those sessions, she still opines he has oppositional defiance disorder, though, correct? And he's still not, you know, in a room in the garage at this point.
I believe that's correct, yes.
Okay. But you still don't think you think you're in a better position to now decide he did not have ODD back in 2015. Is that it?
What I tried to explain was I would want more information so that I could feel comfortable ruling in or ruling out that diagnosis. And I just don't know. I really just don't know. I don't have enough information.
So it's fair to say also you don't have enough information to say that Kathleen Martin's diagnosis is incorrect back in 2015.
Or right? Correct. That's right. Either
okay.
way.
All right. Would that also apply to Dr. The psychiatrist, Dr. Tom Rickenbacker's opinions? You don't have enough information to decide whether it is or isn't accurate? Is that your opinion?
It is, yes.
All right. Let's talk about, so as part of the basis of your opinion, you reviewed medical records, but you also reviewed school records, correct?
Yes.
And those were school records from two different schools, correct?
Yes.
Independence Middle School and Basis Academy, correct?
Yes.
I believe Independence Middle School is earlier in time. Let me say that again. I believe Basis Academy is earlier in time.
Right.
All right. And so you reviewed those log entries, right? And
I have, yes.
So it's fair to say that there's a series of incidences where something, Ronan does something at school. The school basically reaches out to the parents, tells them what he did wrong, and then the parents respond, often the exact same day by email. I haven't.
Let him finish his question, Ms. Copeland, then you can make your objection. But you are, let me approach, have you approach. No, you're good. Okay. All right, objection sustained. All right, you can rephrase and move on, Mr. Waheed.
All right. So before we start getting to this, one of the things that you opined earlier was that Tim Ferriter, his conduct was malicious. Remember that?
I do, yes.
So my understanding is malicious means wrongful, intentional, without legal justification, something where that a reasonable parent would not have engaged in that conduct towards a child for any valid reason, and that the primary purpose of the act was to cause the victim unjustifiable pain and injury. Is that what you meant by malicious?
I'm going to object to improper opinion, legal definition.
Overruled. You can answer, sir, if that's what you meant.
That I wouldn't have probably given that definition verbatim, but that seems to describe it, yes.
Okay.
Mean, cruel, not called for, inappropriate, potentially harmful, or even life-threatening.
And malicious let me ask you a question. What is the DSM-5?
The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, and it's the fifth edition. It's been around since, I believe, 1952. It's produced by the American Psychiatric Association, and it attempts to list every mental disorder that can affect human beings. And it's got hundreds of diagnoses in it, and it has descriptions and the criteria you would need to meet each of those diagnoses.
And is malicious a diagnosis in the DSM-5?
No.
Okay. So malicious is not a psychiatric diagnosis by you, correct?
Correct.
Okay. It's really a lay opinion, correct? Because it's not a psychiatric opinion, which is what you're an expert at, correct?
It's a reflection on personality traits.
But since it's not in the DSM-5, it's fair to say it is not a psychiatric diagnosis, and that is your area of expertise, right?
Well, human behavior would be my area of expertise as well, and personality.
So I don't think you answered my question. So the question is that malicious, not being in the DSM-5, and therefore not being a psychiatric diagnosis, to opine that someone's malicious would not be a psychiatric opinion, correct? It would not require your specialty, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So that opinion is you as a layperson. That's your opinion, just as like it would be mine or anyone in the audience.
No, I'm making a clinical assessment of a parent's behavior towards their child. It's a clinical observation based on video evidence, based on other evidence, and based on working with abused children my entire career, as well as abusive parents. And malicious may be an adjective in the DSM, I don't know. We'd have to look in the index.
It may be related to certain disorders.
I looked at it. I couldn't find it. But if you find it, please let me know. So,
sustained. Jury's instructed to disregard counsel's comments about his efforts at finding it in the DSM manual.
Let's go back to now the school record. So, your opinion was that the parents' conduct was malicious, that there was, in other words, they, and I'm going to have to use some lay terms here, they didn't care at all about this kid, correct? That's what you're saying?
I never said that.
So I need a better understanding of where do you get malicious from?
To my understanding, it's a synonym for cruel or mean.
Okay. So you think they're cruel or mean?
Their behaviors, yes.
Okay. Towards Ronan?
Yes.
Okay. So there's examples at Basics where Ronan gets in trouble and school reaches out to the parents, and the parents respond essentially saying they will now take care of that with some form of either talking to Ronan or some other form of punishment, correct?
I hope talking to him wouldn't be a form of punishment.
Well, some form of punishment.
Right, or they're going to respond, yes.
Okay, just so my record's clear on that. I'm not trying to say that they are the same. It's an or. So in other words, I'll say it again so we're clear for the record, is that school would reach out to the parents and say, Ronan did this in school. Here's the harm it created. And then very, very soon thereafter, usually within the same day, the parents would respond, apologizing to the school and saying that they will, in some cases, they said they'll speak to Ronan and they'll have a conversation with him, correct?
I believe so.
And in some cases, they said they will take corrective action with him, correct?
Something like that, yes.
Okay. In your opinion, you've done a lot of work with in the area of juvenile crime, in the area of juveniles. Would that be considered an appropriate parenting technique, their response?
It's not really a parenting technique. They're responding and letting the school know we hear what you said and we're going to deal with it. It really doesn't reflect on the quality or acceptability or appropriateness of the parenting technique. I mean, nowhere did they respond and say, okay, we're going to build a cell and isolate him for 2.5 or 3 years.
And in your review of the records, some of those instances that happened at Basics actually hurt other children, correct?
That's not entirely accurate. I don't know of any child that was significantly hurt.
I didn't use the word significantly. I just said hurt other children.
Well, you have to look at each one in context, and there's several of them over the course of, over the course of 4.5 or so years of school records. There were several instances of conflict that got physical, and I think one of the first ones was a boy kicked Ronan in the leg at recess, and then he hit him once back. So it wasn't even Ronan who apparently did the hit first. He got hit, and he was responding defensively.
Sure, mutual combat. Both children got punished, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. There's also a situation, though, where Ronan took his finger and thumb and pushed it up against a boy's neck, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that would be hurting another child, no?
That boy was, according to the teacher, was not being nice either. So
is that a reason to do that, doctor? Is that a reason to...
Let him finish his answer, counsel, before you cut him off. Finish your answer, sir.
Well, yeah, it's not... I don't see Ronan as acting in a vacuum. He just goes up and pushes his thumb into some boy's throat. There was an interaction with them. He took a pocket full of Legos to school, and I believe it was the boy snitched on him and said, hey, he's got Legos, and so the teacher took his Legos away, and Ronan was upset, and then they got into this issue. But the other thing that makes me think of is he recreating the trauma, what he's been through, where he's been grabbed by the neck and pinned up against the wall and choked? Is he reenacting the trauma he's been through?
You also said just now that Ronan's not acting in a vacuum. It's fair to say that the parents are also not acting here in a vacuum, that they're reacting to Ronan?
I'm going to object
in overruled, you can answer it if you know.
Help me. What do you mean reacting to Ronan?
Well, Ronan is acting out and seems to be uncontrollable, and they are trying to do what parents are supposed to do, control their child.
We're getting into which comes first, the chicken or the egg. Did their escalating of abuse of Ronan cause his behavior to get worse and worse, and it just became a vicious cycle? And the worse he was mistreated, the worse he behaved? I mean, that's kind of what it looks like to me, because we don't have a whole lot of behavior problems going on before he was, say, 8, and then it seemed to start around that time.
Well,
and they had
him up until that point.
For 6 from the pediatric records, really, are the main things, and they never took him to any sort of counseling. There's no school records with complaints of Ronan's behavior before age 8.
So it's fair to say that how do I word this? Can I come sidebar, Judge?
You can. Okay, the objection is sustained.
Just because you don't have records before the age of 8, that's why you're saying that, correct?
That and the pediatric records don't suggest any problems with his behavior. They refer to normal mood, normal development, reaching his milestones on time.
But you weren't provided any of the school records or any other records before that age, correct?
Correct.
So
From school?
Sure.
Any other records from school?
Or any other therapy or other mental health records or anything like that?
Well, I have a mental status exam, in essence, from when he was 17 months old, when Dr., I think it's Halavi, assessed him, I think, in Vietnam. And he was described as smiling, laughing, walking, running, and climbing, and his fine motor skills were good. So he was actually not showing the full effects of being just sort of this non-reactive, non-responding sort of infant that's been completely neglected.
So you have no, other than that, you have no other mental health or therapy or school records before the age of 8?
No.
All right. And that is why you're saying that there weren't any. That's your basis to say why there weren't any incidents before the age of 8.
I didn't see any.
Because you don't have those records, right?
Sustained. Unanswered. Sustained. Move on.
So when he goes to Independence, we see a similar pattern, correct? Where
Ms. Coakley, let him finish his question. Restate your question, Mr. White, so I can capture it.
Sure. We see a similar pattern that we saw at Basics, where there's an incident that happens with Ronan in school. The school reaches out to the parent, and the parent says that they will take some, they'll talk to him, they'll do something about it, right?
Yes.
Okay. And there's a point in time where that's like almost every month, right? in 2019.
Approach. All right, the objection is sustained. Counsel, rephrase, please.
So I'm going to talk through the year of 2019. It's two schools. So he was at Immaculate Heart, and then he is at, for the first part of the year, and then at Basis the next part of the year. So looking at 2019. Just in February, March, April, just in those months, there seems to be an incident. There's at least five incidents, correct? A very short span of time.
In which month?
Late February of 2019 through early April of 2019.
I tried to list them out. I may have missed some, but I have 12 of them over a period of 4.5 years, 12 teacher communications with the parents about Ronan, the behaviors.
All right. So that's
probably out of 800 school days. I've got roughly 12 complaints.
So the question, though, is within a very short span of time, from February 28th to April 5th, there are six incidents where the school has to reach out to the parents in a manner we just talked about, where they are complaining about his acting out, his behavior, injuring other children during recess, or taking electrical items, calculators, whatever, from other kids, and the parents respond to each one of those within a day, saying that they will take some corrective action.
And when, what period are you saying that starts in, what month and year?
February 28th, 2019.
Okay, gotcha, okay.
Okay. So there's February 28th, 2019, I have March 8th, 2019, March 16th, March 22, March 27th, April 5th, correct?
I don't have all those. I'm not sure if they're related or not. I have the February 28th, 2019 one marked down, where he got into an altercation with another boy, and they were both throwing punches.
So the question I have, first, I can't ask the question until I know. Are you agreeing or disagreeing with the foundation of what I'm saying?
I didn't document all those, so if you want to show them to me, if there's six of them there or five of them, I don't have those documented. But if they're all about the same incident, that's why I would not have documented all five instances, if it's just more about the same incident.
The different incidences. Each is a different incident. I understand your question. So I can show you. Hang on.
Do you need to approach?
I do, Judge. I just need to get organized first.
All right, you may approach. All right, Ms. Coakley, we need to get a microphone in your hand when you make your objections. I got spanked from recording that they couldn't hear you, so I'm putting it on you now. Use the mic. I've yet to go to trial yet where I didn't get that call from recording, so.
Thank you.
And when you're walking away, if you're talking to Mr. Waheed, you need to have the mic. Mark, do we have a second handheld? Let's put that on the podium for Mr. Waheed. Or just take it up to him if he's going to be talking.
Okay. So for the record, just showing the witness for his to help refresh his recollection.
Thank you. So when you're done looking at the documents that are being used to refresh your recollection, you'll put them down, turn them over, and then you'll be asked if that refreshes your recollection.
See if I can remember those.
I'll leave them there for a minute. Sorry, Judge.
That's all right.
All right. So during the time period of and I actually forgot a couple. There's a January and another February here. Can I think about it?
You can approach if you need to show it to him.
All right, so the question I was asking you earlier is, and I had said five or six, I now count, and I've tried to help refresh recollection about eight incidents from January 29th, 2019 through April 5th of 2019, where the school reached out to the parents with incidents that had taken place with Ronan.
Right, so the question is, has his recollection been refreshed? That's the first question we have to get to. before we talk about what his refresh recollection
is. I'm just giving context.
Yeah, but my concern is in the method of questioning. It's putting, just let's find out if his recollection's been refreshed first.
Has your recollection been refreshed, sir?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So there were incidences on January 29th of 19, February 15th of 19, February 28th of 19, March 8th of 19, March 16th of 19, March 22nd of 19, March 27th of 19, April 5th of 19, at the school, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And at each time, in each of those incidents, it ranged from some injury to another student to some property damage or theft, correct?
No. One of them is he had, I believe, green sprinkles in his possession. Another one was he took some snacks from another student. Another one was he was found in possession of a Texas Instruments calculator. Another one was he did something to a computer regarding the coding or something. He was trying to get to a game on that computer. And then there's a, he had a, the one we talked about already, where he had a fight with a boy on the playground. I mean, they threw some punches. And then, let's see, another one was he kicked a ball at another student multiple times. And then, so
how was that?
I didn't see where anybody was injured or hurt. I mean, and some many of these are regarding items he had in his possession or messing with the computer or having sprinkles.
Sprinkles, which he had stolen, right? Those were not his sprinkles, correct?
I'm not sure where he got the sprinkles.
I'm going by the documents you reviewed. And when you're saying not injured, isn't there literally on the February 28th, 2019, where the note says he has an ongoing pattern of Ronan injuring children at recess? Correct?
If it says that, yes.
You can look at it. It's in front of you.
Thought I have an order. You did say February 19th.
I said February 28th. 28.
Okay. Yes, it does say that.
And when
he is assigned an after-school detention for 1 hour.
Okay, fair. And you said one of the examples when I said theft, you said, well, he was just found with a Texas Instruments calculator. That was a stolen calculator, correct? The parents are the ones.
It was not his. That's correct.
The parents found it and contacted the school to say he's got this calculator. It's not his.
Right, I believe that's right.
And the school said, oh, we've been looking for that. It's another student.
Objected to hearsay.
Sustained.
So you'd agree that this of the incidents, we have injuring other children, we have theft, correct? We have those two so far?
Yes.
All right. And it's appropriate for parents to react to that in a way to try and curb that type of behavior of their child, correct?
It depends on how they react. But yes, they should deal with it appropriately, yes.
So And we went through the medical records already, but at this time, he's already been seeing a therapist. He has also seen a psychiatrist, Dr. Rickenbacker, at this point already. And this conduct continues to happen, correct?
Well, you're bringing up a lot of things from 2019, and that's around the time he was put in the box. So how much of this is acting out from being put in the box? It would be my first question, because you do document a blip up, a increase in his behavior issues at school.
Well, I went through before the other, I went through all of the records before that as well, and we can keep going through records in 2018. I could do those too, and you have them. And if you want, we can go through 2018.
Sustained.
Well, is it your position that this acting out that I just went through in 2019 did not occur in 2018?
We talked about some of the things that happened before, like the boy kicked him on the field, and then he punched the boy, and then the Legos incident.
And the finger and thumb incident?
Yes.
Okay. So there were things in 2018 as well?
Yes.
Going from February of 2018 all the way to December of 2018.
I have October of 18, but maybe there was one in December that I didn't document.
So on direct, you talked a bit about the him being in essentially solitary confinement, correct?
Yes.
So it's your position that he was in that room 14 to 16 hours on a daily basis. Yes.
It's not my position, it's what the records reflect.
Which records?
All of them put together, CPT records, police interviews, collateral interviews, for instance, what Fiona said.
You testified on direct, you reviewed 40 videos, ring videos, correct?
About that, yes.
And that's out of approximately 21,000 ring videos, correct?
I don't know how many there were. I know there was a whole lot of many, many videos.
So the 40 that the state selected to give you are the ones you reviewed?
Correct.
And it is your opinion from the review of those 40 videos, is that where you get your 14 to 16 hours on a daily basis that he's in his room? We're talking about January, right? January 22.
Yes.
Okay. That's where you get that information? From the ring videos? I just don't know the basis.
No, I didn't get it from the ring videos, no. But the ring videos corroborate that history, that he would be woken up in the morning, he'd be asked, is it dirty? Referring to the plastic bucket. Then I believe he was allowed to go out to the bathroom. Then he'd go back in the box, and then the mother would take the children to school, and then she would come back and get him around 9. And then he would go back in the box after school, say, I don't know, 4:30, whatever the math would be.
Are you aware that
4:30 p.m., of course.
So I'm trying to understand the basis of where you're getting that number. That's all. So I said, is it from the 40 videos? You said it's not just from that, it's from the record. So what are you talking about? Where do you get that from? You said the CPT, that was one thing you said. So who in the CPT said that? CPT record?
Ronan.
Okay. Ronan said he was in there 14 to 16 hours per day?
What I had was a ballpark of when he left the house, when he was let out of the box, and then when he got home from after school, when he was put in the box, and then he was kept in the box, my understanding, almost every night, fed in the box after everybody else had ate, and then he stayed in the box throughout the night until he was let out in the morning. So if you add up the hours, it's probably, I don't know, even if you went 5 o'clock to midnight, that's 7. Then midnight to 8 is 8, so that's 15 hours. I'm just ballparking it. I don't have an exact number of hours.
If I were to tell you that that if the evidence were to show that it is no more than 10 hours a night, and at most, on occasion, a 3-hour block during a day, would that change your opinion in any way as to whether or not, and I'm not sure what your opinion was here, whether or not it was malicious?
Any amount of solitary confinement for hours to me is unacceptable. There's no justification for it, and it's cruel.
Okay. So it wouldn't change your opinion?
No.
So the lessening of hours wouldn't change your opinion?
No.
Okay. And so if I were to tell you that...
Let him finish the question before you make your objection. Go ahead, Mr. Wahid.
Sure. If I were to tell you that, hypothetically, that there that he was out with family on various occasions, he participated in community events or any of those types of things, would that change your opinion in any way?
I'm aware of those episodes of being out and about. So, no, I've already taken those into consideration.
If I were to tell you that he was provided a breakfast every morning from his mother, would that change your opinion in any way?
I'm aware of that already, except there were some mornings he didn't get breakfast. And it's on the Ring video as well, him being handed, say, a banana with some peanut butter on bread.
And a banana with peanut butter on bread is not breakfast, in your opinion?
I didn't say that, no.
Okay, so you said he was not given breakfast. He was handed a banana with peanut butter on bread. That's what you just said.
No, I said some days he did not get breakfast.
Okay, and then other days he got, as you said, a banana with peanut butter on bread.
My understanding, most days he was given breakfast.
So on direct, by the way, you had said that you spoke to the issue of the banana with peanut butter on bread in the context of torture. Is it your opinion that it's torturous to get a banana with peanut butter on bread for breakfast?
No.
Okay. Because I'm a big fan of banana and peanut butter mix. So.
I am too.
Okay. And is it your opinion, or would it change your opinion if you saw videos of Ronan eating dinner outside his room during that January of 22 time period?
He said that on three instances he did have dinner with the family outside of the cell in January. So about one out of every, whatever it would be, 10 days, he ate with the family dinner.
Would it change your opinion if, going to the breakfast, that he had breakfast outside his room, out in the kitchen?
I don't recall seeing information on how often he was out for breakfast. My impression was from reading all the materials that he didn't go out for breakfast, or very rarely.
Would it change your opinion if there were videos with him sitting on the couch watching TV with his dad?
My opinion about the okayness of solitary confinement? No. No, but I know that at times he was out of his cell and spent some time in the house with the family.
There's more to come.
Kid in a Cage.
Florida versus Timothy Ferriter from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Press subscribe now.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a back seat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a back seat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a back seat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a back seat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a back seat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a back seat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.